that are looking for a man who is masculine, who wants to be leader of household. They are not finding the same swath that maybe they once could. Because
that's because women have become less feminine, less female, and more masculine. The fault is with the women, not the men.
Yes. It doesn't exist.
Okay, so then how do you, let's say, so the
doesn't exist? Then how'd you find your husband, sweetheart, if it doesn't exist? Interesting.
They don't want the women because they say the women are all promiscuous and gold diggers. And the women don't want the men because they say they're all man children and they're degenerate and they're mommy's boys. So you have this game of chicken, mm-hmm. and neither side is going to budge. So then how do you solve the problem?
It's a cultural problem.
No. We don't say that women are too promiscuous. That's not the only problem. Women don't act like women anymore. They're not feminine enough. They're not bringing anything to the table. Of course, even he underreports and seeks to minimize the issue when it comes to talking about women.
But how do you fix the culture?
Well, little by little. I think that the MAGA movement has done a lot for young men. Hmm. I think the MAGA movement has done a lot to inspire young men to want to be leader of household, to be a provider, be a stable man. I think it's done a lot. Now, we've got a ways to go. And I don't think, by the way, that women are blameless in this. I think mothers might be a big part of the problem.
How are women to blame? Could you go into more detail? Could you detail everything? Could you lay out everything? No.
So when people go, you don't blame women. No, I do. I blame mothers. I blame mothers. I blame mothers who coddle their sons.
Yeah, I've seen men of these generations ruined by overmothering. Mm-hmm. And I love my mother. I'm a good Italian boy. I love my mother.
Yeah, it's overmothering. Yeah. Yeah, it's not that they're single mothers. No. It's not the absence of men. It's not that women are choosing to be single mothers and exclude the man. So the boys are getting raised completely, totally, 100% by the women. No. That's not the problem. No. They're just overmothering. Why? Because there's no man. They don't bring that up. Because then they'd have to talk about the fact that it's the women who are kicking the men out the majority of the time.
Mother. I love my grandmothers. But...
See how they don't want to address the real problem? They just address symptoms of the problem because these people are controlled op shills, and their job is to distract and divert you away from the actual problem and just discuss the symptoms as if those symptoms are the actual problem.
I have seen how it can go. I truly, if you said pick the one thing that ruined that kid, I would say the mother was too indulgent.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's a problem.
Yeah, because there's no father there. To backstop, to create boundaries.
Now again, every time I say this, the men on conservative Twitter come after me. Oh, she's a feminist. She's a covert feminist.
Oh, she can't stop talking about that. Yeah, because it's true. Hits too close to home. Mm.
I don't understand what's feminist.
You're
about
not a feminist.
Saying, listen, I think Republicans are the new feminists because we're the only ones that stand up for women's sports and space.
But the Republicans are the new feminists? So that's what feminism is? Feminism is not men are evil because they've oppressed women throughout time. And so patriarchy is bad and it's got to go. But that's feminism. So how is embracing that a good thing? Feminism is evil or it's not evil. Or there's what's good about feminism? What is she talking about? Oh, now feminism's good and Republicans are the new feminists? Didn't she just say she's not a feminist? No, they're all calling me a covert feminist. Then in the next sentence, she's like pushing feminism as a good thing, and we're the new feminists because we care about women. So feminism is now defined as caring about women? What about all the ideological claptrap that is attached to that and what feminism itself is foundationally based upon, that being the presupposition that men have and always been in control and have always been oppressing women, i.e. misusing that power, so we need to get rid of them in regards to positions of authority and give it to women, which is the implication. If you're removing men from power, who's going to have the power? Women. I mean, that's feminism. So how is that a good thing? Now it's becoming Republican, but it's still bad.
I'm not the leftist definition of a feminist.
But would you say, I would say I'm not.
But the leftist definition, but the what no leftist. There's just the definition. What are you talking about? Now she's trying. Oh, she's saying, I'm a feminist, but see, I'm a good feminist. There's no such thing. It's like saying, I'm a Nazi, but I'm a good Nazi. Isn't part of Nazism that they're superior to every other race? Yeah. You still hate Jews, right? Yeah. How are you a good Nazi? Well, I'm less extreme in my application of my hatred. What?
Not a feminist. I would say I'm not a feminist at all. I think feminism
yeah, you are.
Is wrong. All of it.
You are.
They used to do this thing where they'd say, I like the second wave, but not the third wave. Or I like the first wave, but not the... But I think it's all wrong. Mary Wollstonecraft, totally wrong. Because it seems to me feminism says men and women are basically the same. Anything you can do, I can do equally. But I don't think that's true. I think men and women are different. I think there's some things women do I can't do. Some things I can do that women generally can't do. And we are complex.
I love this equivocation. And look at Tommy just sitting there. He's trying to save her now, right? He's trying to save her and give her like a life raft.
Complementary. We go to, it's just a different view of human nature. But you're fairly traditional. I mean, you're like...
No, she's not. No, she's not. What are you talking about? There's nothing traditional about her.
Famous and everything you go on TV. But
she's 32. She has no children. She's 100% career-focused, oriented. She's very masculine. She's in your face. She's extremely aggressive. She expresses views that are not in any way, shape, or form conservative. She's pro-choice, I believe. What are you talking about? She's not conservative.
You hold to generally traditional views of men and women.
Right.
So no. You wouldn't say you're a feminist, or would you?
No, she doesn't. She thinks men should adhere to their gender role and support and protect and provide for her, but she doesn't believe that women have any duties of any kind and no gender role whatsoever. They should just be able to do whatever the hell they want, whenever they want. They have no real obligations of any kind to anybody, except themselves and their own happiness, of course. How the hell is that traditional?
I would say in the, like I said, I think that Republicans are hijacking feminism the way that the left hijacked rainbows and our sports.
Oh, now she's rewording it. He's given her the out and out, given her time. He's essentially tried to give her a warning here in this this pause and this life raft that he's thrown her. Got to reword that. You're dangerous territory. We got to keep you out there as a, so-called conservative controlled up shill gatekeeper. We got to keep you out there. So you want to reword that a little bit? You're not actually saying you're a feminist, right? No, you got to reword that.
And I think that Republicans and conservatives are taking it back because, to me, a feminist...
What do you mean, taking it back? Taking back? Oh, wow. Wow, so Republicans are feminists now, too. Feminism is a good thing now, right? Or it can be as a tool, but it's...
In 2025 means somebody who stands up for women's sports and spaces.
Hmm.
So
it's not what
that
it means.
To me, if that's how I'm defining it, which is, again, I'm saying we're taking it over.
Okay, so she's got her own, like, weird proprietary definition, but her weird proprietary definition is so far from the actual definition, the presuppositional ideas that form the foundation of feminism itself, that it's... It's not feminism, but she's still calling it feminism. You think is she that stupid, or is this quite intentional?
Then yes, I am. Now, here is where I sometimes butt heads with some of the, like I say, conservative Twitter, male conservative Twitter, right?
Wow. Yeah, how dare men out there disagree with her? How dare you?
I don't believe that women should... inherently make less, stay at home, live to be mothers.
I don't think that women should inherently make less. What the hell are you talking about? Is she pushing the gender wage gap myth? Stay at home? I don't think they should inherently stay at home as mothers. Well, then men shouldn't inherently go out and be the breadwinner, and they shouldn't inherently protect and provide for women, right? Wrong! I think men are inherently born with those qualities, as I said on that Piers Morgan appearance. You lacking self-awareness much, sweetheart?
That's the extent of your personality, persona, identity. I don't believe
that. But if a mother wants to do that.
See, it's just like I said. Men have all of these obligations. Women, none. She's right. She is a feminist. But not in the way that she has defined it. Not with her equivocation BS.
You'd be fine.
I believe in everybody being able to do what they want to do.
Unless you're a man, of course, because as a man, you were born to provide and protect for woman. And if you don't do that, you're not a real man. That's her words, not mine.
As long as it doesn't negatively impact society at large, right? So
she's shifting to the harm principle. Well, that's a human secularist, that's a secularist idea. Get out of here, libtard.
To me, it's a little libertarian. Doesn't it, like the kids we were just talking about, the boys living in their mother's basement, they're doing what they want to do.
Right.
So they say. They want to play video games, eat chicken nuggets. Yeah.
That's a straw man. I haven't seen anybody out there making videos talking about, I just want to live with my parents so I can have all this freedom. By the way, isn't that what women do? I don't need a man. I don't want a man. If I want a man, I'll have one. But I don't need one. I enjoy my life of freedom, laissez-faire lifestyle where I just, do whatever I want. And I am not tied down by a man. You go, girl. Slay, queen. Man says the same thing. Oh, we got to do something about that. That's a problem.
Ostensibly, it's not impacting society at large. But it is. Because you got all these men who should be acting like men out of the dating pool, so now the
Wait. Didn't she just say that you should be able to do whatever you want so long as it doesn't harm society? Meanwhile, men, that is harming society when men do that. But when women do that, they have no duty, no obligation. No, that's not a problem.
Women are saying, well, I got to pick from a bunch of losers, and I don't want that. And then no one's
Well, what about women? They're choosing this materialistic, hedonistic lifestyle where they're the center of the universe and they have no obligations or responsibilities of any kind except to their own happiness. Isn't that harming society at large? Oh, no. The fact that we have a birth rate crisis and that we're nowhere near replacement rates, so the white race will disappear in 100 years. Nah, that has nothing to do with the fact that women aren't having babies anymore. No. Or they're aborting. The vast majority of them, same difference.
Having kids, and society crumbles. So in a way, it's like there's almost no way to...
Well, it's the women who decide whether or not they're going to procreate, have kids. So, it's women's fault, right? Right, Mr. Knowles? No.
Have a private sin. Because it's all affecting society. So then, we don't...
So then what about woman's part? Oh, we're not going to call women out. No. We can't do that.
We want them to just do that. We want them to be men. We want them to flourish. Yeah. We want the women to have the gigachads that they can marry. And then the women are like really good. But so.
Notice he cut that off. He didn't talk about what women would do. See, because it doesn't serve the current agenda, right? All right. Well, we got to keep women as they are. Slaves to the establishment, slaves to the powers that be, slaves to their own emotions, slaves to the almighty dollar, constantly spending every dime they get going into massive amounts of debt. And we got to keep men funding that. We can't change that paradigm, yo. It's working too good. Well, for the powers that be anyway.
If you left women up to their devices, wouldn't most of them prefer to stay home, raise kids, get married? Over working in a corporate job.
I would disagree with that.
You don't think so?
Here we go. Of course, it doesn't support your own personal choices, Tommy. Right, so she would disagree with that. And yet, she's not an effinist. Oh, okay.
No.
You think they would take the corporate job?
Not everyone. I think that it would
Most
be...
Most of them.
So this is very interesting to me. The powers that be, the media, academia, government, all are pushing, socially conditioning people to choose career over family. That's okay. But the moment anybody says you should choose family over career, which would actually be advantageous to you and your personal well-being, and it would also be better for society, oh, that's bad, that's evil. Of course.
It'd be a pretty 50-50 split.
Hmm.
Yeah. For me, and again, they're going to eviscerate me for this.
You're a little different, though.
Just get ready for it. Okay.
No, she's not.
I personally...
Yeah.
The only thing different about her is she makes more money than the average bear. But the truth of the matter is that most women are not like this. They don't have this kind of career that she has, which, by the way, won't last beyond her looks failing. everything she says is supporting her own bad life choices. So, of course, she's biased heavily.
I'm not somebody who has grown up, like, I'm born to be a mother and a wife, and that is my goal.
Yeah.
That has never been me. And conservative male Twitter be damned. I don't care if you don't like that.
But aren't you?
Right?
She thinks that's 50-50? Sweetheart, you're an exception. You're an exception. And I will freely admit that I myself am personally an exception. I've never had much interest in having kids or family. There was a time when I seriously considered it when I was with what I thought was the right person, but they turned out not to be. And after that, I lost a lot of my desire for that. And truthfully, I don't think I'm built for it, even if I were and it was something I desired. Too old now for that anyway. It just hasn't worked out. But she's an exception.
We're both friends with a lot of women who go on TV and who are politicians and who are, you know, big fans. But you would admit, and I'm very close friends with many such women, you're the exception, not the rule. You write. You disagree.
I disagree with you.
Okay,
like I said,
right,
I think if you...
Yeah, she's real dumb. So she's proving that blonde hair does, in fact, on average, make you stupider.
You asked women, would you rather be a stay-at-home mom, or would you rather be
I'm not
necessarily saying an executive, but would you rather exist in the business world? Would you, and I'm not saying that that means that if you exist in the business world that you're childless and unmarried.
Yeah.
I think you can have it all. I'm one of those people that
can you have it all?
She's a moron. You think you can have it all? She's childless. She has no kids. You're wrong. You can't have it all. That's a lie. I mean, yeah, you can have a career and have kids, but you won't be good at either. Or if you're very good at one, you're going to be terrible at the other. If you're spending all your time at work in your corporate job, guess who's raising your kid? Not you. Some stranger. Some nanny. Why the hell do you have kids then? And by the way, you're going to be a very bad parent, and that kid's going to grow up to have real problems in most cases.
I do believe that you can.
You can... As you just said, not an executive, not a superstar, Tommy Lauren, goes on TV, everyone knows your name. You're a middle manager at the widget factory, and you do spreadsheets and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You make a decent salary, but not a ton. And you have a few kids. And your husband's working too. You're going to stay home with your kid, or you're going to put your kid in daycare.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of women put their kids in daycare, but you can't totally have it all. Can you? You can't be Donna Reed and Margaret Thatcher.
I disagree with you.
Okay.
Of course, she has no actual reason or logic that allows her to disagree. She's just entertaining this fantasy because she maybe plans to have kids one day, even though she's 32 now. So I don't know how that's going to happen. I'll disagree! Yeah. She's a feminist.
I guess I do. I'm not saying it's not challenging. I think it can be done. Not everybody wants that life.
There's only so many...
I don't understand. No, it can't be done. Not well. If you're spending all your time working, then you're not really a mother. Just because you have children doesn't mean you're a mother. You've got to actually mother them. You've got to actually spend time with them and nurture them. If you're not existent in their life, how the hell are you a parent? So you really can't have it all. Dummy.
Hours in the day.
Right.
Could you stay up all night with a kid? Let's say you got three kids running around. You know, you're waking up constantly. You're cooking the stew on the pot. You got all this stuff. And then you have to be up because Fox and Friends is at 6 a.m. on the East Coast, on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And you got to be up. You've had 1 hour sleep. Now, maybe, look, you could say, I wake up, I'm camera ready, I'm good. But it would be...
Yeah, it would be difficult.
It would be very hard.
Yeah, that level would not be sustainable. But if you work to your full potential, you can afford to have help. Now, some people are like, I can't have a nanny. Oh, that's so awful.
Then why do you have kids? What's the point? What are you trying to accomplish here? What are you trying to prove? What narrative or ideology are you trying to play to?
I disagree with that. I believe that if you attain a certain level of success,
but that's
that
the thing,
allows
you have a lot of money to have a nanny.
Right. I grew up going to daycare, right?
Yeah,
I grew up
went
with
to daycare,
both parents working. I'm very...
Point proven.
Middle America, middle class.
Yeah.
Both my parents worked. I went to daycare. When I was old enough, I stayed home alone. I loved my upbringing.
You love being in daycare and not being with your parents. This is a perfect example. Do not be this broad. Do not be her parents. Strive for either a traditional relationship or none at all.
Do not resent my mom for not staying home with me.
But you. I guess the only point I make, because I agree, that was my upbringing too. But I'm just saying.
And he's a soy boy, loser. Yeah, the mom bringing too, as if these two were somehow, you know, poster childs for conservatism and being a great human being. They're pathetic.
That was one experience. Mm-hmm. And the other experience is, you know, mommies come, you know, you come.
No point of comparison. If they're talking about the other side that they have no experience with personally. Yeah. Shut up.
Come home and she's got brownies and whatever, does that thing. They're just different experiences.
Yeah.
Meaning you can't do them both at the same time. You can't.
They're not different. One is better and one is worse. Imbecile. They're different, all right, but they're also subpar and above par, okay?
You can't be baking brownies while you're taking the business call to do the merger and acquisition.
Oh, I think you can.
Well,
of course she thinks that.
In order to.
Because that's her audience. See, she's playing to her audience. That's all she's doing. She's pandering.
To even have to face this dilemma, you have to have children. And to have children, you have to sleep together. And when you want to sleep, you need to check out Helix Sleep.
So let me cut him off right there. First of all, what she's arguing for is completely 100% antithetical to marriage. This is part of the reason why people like her and other FNS/socialist commie-type-minded individuals don't like meritocracy, right? They have no merit. So I'm going to opt for a life that essentially plays to not being good at anything. I'm a lousy parent, or I'm lousy at my job. Or I suck at both, because I'm trying to spread myself too thin by trying to do both equally well. So, that's brilliant.
Okay, I think I'm crushing you.
You're destroying me with facts and logic. It is, and drinks.
She's not destroying you with facts and logic. Far from it.
It is three to...
You're just a pathetic man. That's all.
Negative one.
Okay.
I've got negative points.
All right.
Now, I have a chance to recoup my losses.
Okay.
Because it is the rapid fire round.
All right.
It's the rapid fire. There we go. Okay, thank you. You're going to read, and I'm going to answer.
Okay.
Rapid fire.
Are you worried that eventually a new study will say Zin is poison and possibly makes you gay? I'm going right down the list.
Okay,
now.
So the first one, then I answer, then you guess how I would answer. Hold on. I want to change my answer. Correct. Okay.
What's Zin?
Yeah, I'm not worried because I know that that study will come out. I'm confident of it.
Okay.
So okay, we'll clear it? Yes.
Clear it out. All right. Are Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce endgame?
Are they endgame? Oh, like
they're
going to
end up
married.
Together, yes.
Yes. Yeah, come on. It's they wouldn't, even if it were all scripted, you can't break up now. It's not, they have too many fake outs.
All right, another point for me. Does a woman's body count matter if she has truly changed her ways?
Of course he doesn't think a woman's body count matters anyway, right? Simp.
It's a very difficult question, actually. Yeah, it matters. It doesn't matter ultimately.
One.
Yeah, you do.
I'm
I mean,
really
you're completely destroyed.
It doesn't matter ultimately? What the hell are you talking about?
It matters. Like, it matters because there are temporal effects owing to sin, even sins that are already forgiven. So, like, I feel like I have.
That's one of the problems with Christianity. It's too easy to get into. All you got to do is say, I'm sorry. Oh, I repent. Welcome in. The things required to qualify as a Christian, be allowed in as a Christian, and stay a Christian, it's really too easy.
Views on this that irritate people for opposite reasons, because I think, like, ultimately, no, you can just repent. Everyone can repent, and it's
That's the problem.
Good.
That's the problem. I can do bad stuff, and then I just repent, and it's okay, and I just do the bad stuff again, and I repent, and it's okay. Yeah. It's cheap virtue. The buy-in for Christianity, it's too cheap.
You'll be free. But, like, there are temporal effects owing to sin and habituations and things that, like, it bothers people, you know? I think.
But ultimately, it doesn't matter. You just said ultimately, you're contradicting yourself. You said ultimately, it doesn't matter, but there's temporal effects, so the activity has temporal effects. You meaning effects in the real world and objective reality that are negative, so ultimately it does matter? Make up your mind, soy boy!
I think that's.
Do you think it should bother women, though, equally?
It should bother women, but not equally.
It should bother women because it bothers men, and we are biologically determined to be disgusted by that. So it should bother you ladies, because the fact that it bothers men is not a social construct. It's a biologically determined fact. Oh, but men shouldn't care about that. Blah, 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 based on what? They do. based on evolutionary biology, you pinheads.
No, I think there is a double standard. I think men and women are different, so it's not a.
But of course, he doesn't believe in evolution, so yeah, biological determinism's not a thing.
It's not a hypocrisy, but men and women are different. So like a guy.
What do you mean by that? Men and women are different. Could you define? Could you explain that, please?
The reason that men, if they're Lotharios or Casanovas or something, are sometimes even admired for it, though they shouldn't be, and the reason why women are looked on as promiscuous and kind of dirty for it, is just
biological
because
determinism?
Of the different natures of men and women. Like a man pursues...
Natures? You mean biological determinism? Huh?
A woman is pursued, and so it's, you know, it's more difficult for a man to sleep with other women. It's easy for a woman to sleep with a lot of men, and
wrong.
So the woman has to...
Wrong! It's because for most of human history, the man had no real way to know if that kid was his, so if she's promiscuous, it's less likely that the child will be his, and men are overwhelmingly concerned about DNA, progeny, legacy, passing on their genes, so they want to know that that kid is their kid, because kids require a massive amount of resources to raise, and you don't want to be making that investment into a child that isn't yours, that doesn't have any of your DNA. Notice he doesn't talk about that at all. He's talking more about socially conditioned aspects, while at the same time he brings up nature. This guy's all over the place. What an idiot. I love the tap dance he's doing to try and avoid the real reasons why men don't want promiscuous women.
Be on guard to protect her modesty, whereas the man, if he's going to be a Lothario, has to try to chase the women. That's my view, at least.
Okay.
You disagree?
I'm not necessarily saying that I disagree. I think it's also unattractive to date somebody who has a very high body count. I find that unattractive.
It is. Yeah.
I don't find it more acceptable. But
you don't think
she's lying? She doesn't give a crap if a man has a high body count. What does she care? This is just more her effinous indoctrination speaking.
I think it's a little more like...
I understand your logic behind it.
Yeah.
But as a woman, I find it equally gross if a man has a high body count.
Yeah. A guy... What if he changed his ways, though?
It's not a deal breaker for me. I don't think it should be either way, right?
Yeah.
I think you learn from...
That's why she's saying that, because she's like, I find it equally gross, but I don't think it should be a deal breaker as long as the woman repents, so men should also not see it as a deal breaker, even though it affects them a lot more, because she always knows if that child is hers, but he doesn't always know if the child is his. But you should ignore these biological facts.
Your experiences. I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
My husband was previously married.
Yeah.
I prefer that.
Didn't you just say you find that disgusting? You literally just said that the more bodies he has, the more disgusting that is. That's at least one more body, that marriage, and you prefer that. How would you prefer that? You just said you find that disgusting. And in addition, he was married, and now he's divorced. So that should be a double whammy against him, because that shows that he can't stay in a committed relationship, right? That something went wrong with that, that he agreed to be with this woman till death do us part, and somehow they're no longer together. What is she talking about?
I prefer that. I prefer that he's been married and divorced. I prefer that.
Then if he had never been married.
That's
correct. Why?
Wow.
Well, because if I would have married my husband when he was 25, it would not have worked out.
He made all of his mistakes.
Right? It would not have worked out.
What?
I like that he has...
been broken in!
Learned and grown.
Hmm.
And that, to me, is a plus.
He's a super simp, right? He's learned his lessons. He doesn't want to be divorce-graped again. Right, that's what she's really saying. So he's going to do whatever I tell him to do, and he's going to let me wear the pants, or else he's going to go through that a second time. What a fool marrying this.
Interesting.
So, not that I love it, but if I...
By the way, she's super mid. Look at her. And this is after a whole bunch of plastic surgery. Yikes.
I'm looking at it logically, with emotions removed. I prefer that.
Now, let's say, okay, I totally get that, and I see a fair bit of it.
Now, would he like it if I was previously married? No, he sure would not.
He would not. Now, do you think he's hypocritical for that stance, or no? You would say no.
That's just how he is. He's much more of a jealous...
She doesn't want to address that, because that would be... getting to the heart of the issue, the biologically determined differences between men and women. They don't want to discuss anything that could lead to that kind of discussion.
Type than I am.
All men are. That's part of what I'm saying. All men are, you know.
Yeah.
We don't like the idea of ever even imagining that our wives have ever looked at another man outside of perhaps her father and grandfather.
Why?
But it's just how the male mind works. Now,
why does it work that way? Do you want to discuss that? No.
Now, your argument is you want the guy to have made the mistakes. If he's going to make them, you want him to make the mistakes and learn from them and be ready for you. But isn't it... It'd be best if the person just didn't make a bunch of mistakes. If it, you know, if
I don't think that's the human experience, to be honest with you.
Oh, so wisdom's not a real thing. You're a moron, honey. No, that is preferable, and that is why wisdom exists. Wisdom is learning from the mistakes other people make. It absolutely is preferable not to make as many mistakes, or I should say, to minimize the number of mistakes you do make. But she's like, no, it's not human experience. Shut up. Shut up.
I just don't. I think men between the ages of 20 and 30 are not ready, in most cases, for marriage.
Yeah.
I don't think they are. Now, there are exceptions. My parents got married. My mom was 19.
Women don't want them anyway. What are you talking about? Women are only chasing the top 5% of guys anyhow.
My dad was 21. Yeah. They've been together for 44 years.
Yeah.
Okay. It works in some situations, but to your exception and rule analogy that you used earlier, again.
Right.
I think that men between the ages of 20...
By the way, honey, that used to be the rule. Do you want to discuss why it's no longer the rule? No, because then that would implicate women and effinism, and I can't do that because I just labeled myself an effinist, but a good effinist. No such thing.
In 30, are usually not ready to be husbands and fathers.
Yes, no...
Right, so not ready. Oh, yeah. Meaning women only want dudes that fit X criteria now because they become so materialistic and hedonistic, i.e. that plays to the material world because they're all about indulging in materialism to feed their pleasure centers. And men who can provide for that to the max aren't making enough moolah in their 20s to do so. Gotcha.
Broadly, I think you're right. But isn't it that's a cultural issue. So... Look,
I would actually, back to your point, I think it's a biological thing.
Well, then why did it work for your parents?
Sweetheart, you don't believe in biological determinism. You've made that very clear.
Exceptions and rules.
You think it was an exception in their personalities or in the time they grew up? Meaning?
Time they grew up, way they grew up.
That's what I'm saying.
Time grew up, way that they grew up.
That's all I mean by
culture. It's completely different. I do feel, though, that at least operating in 2025.
Yes.
Men between the ages of 20 and 30.
Yeah.
Are not ready for life's responsibilities.
No, I think you're...
I disagree. I think it's women that are not ready, and women's standards are just skewed toward the materialistic and unrealistic standards. So it's not that men are not ready. I disagree. I think it's women who have unrealistic expectations.
I think you're right about that. But so, you know, the reason that our grandparents could all get married at 22 or whatever, and most of the time it worked out, the divorce rates were much lower, and things were generally better, speaks to the fact that there was a culture that was more habituated to virtuous behavior, not vicious.
Why are they not discussing effinism? Why are they not blaming it on effinism? Hello? Oh, because the Republicans are the new effinists. They're hijacking it for the good of mankind. What are you talking about? Imbeciles.
Misbehavior. So, where I agree that, you know...
We are taking back homicidal sociopathy. We are taking back Nazism to use for good. What?
I want to get the bad stuff out of my system, learn from my mistakes, change my ways, repent. Usually in your 20s is kind of when it happens now.
Right, so that you can't have kids because you wait until your 30s as a woman to have a relationship. Your kids are not going to exist. They're going to have very low IQs and be easily controlled by the powers that be. And they're not going to have that many kids to begin with, which plays to the powers that be and their attempt to depopulate the planet. Because the less people there are, the easier those people are to control.
Ideally, you and your husband would have met, you would have come up in a culture that wasn't as confused as 2025, and you would have not been inclined toward all those mistakes that our culture inclines us toward, and you would have gotten married at 22. No.
No, I disagree.
You say no.
She disagrees with that as well, even though that's contradicting what she just said. Look at those lips right there. Lips are fake as F.
Why not? That sounds great.
I would have never wanted to get married at age 22. 22-year-old me and 32-year-old me are completely different human beings.
But I'm saying, yes, they are. But I'm saying, what if you grew up in, you know, 1943? Well, then people would have been in World War III.
Do you think that some people, though, in that, not just generation, but generations... Yes, I would agree with you that marriage is long-lasting, more virtuous
No, it's not long-lasting anymore because of people like
behavior.
You.
However, how many of those marriages should there have been a divorce and they were just too...
What do you mean, should there have been?
Proud not to get a divorce.
I'm totally opposed to divorce. I'm totally opposed in all...
So people in the past got married and stayed married because they were not infantilized and helicopter parented the way they are now, and they also had a two-parent household, so there were boundaries, and they learned about duty, obligation, and most importantly, responsibility. So they were more mature at an earlier net age. Now you got people that are 35, 40 with the mentality, the mindset, maturity level of a 12-year-old like this chick, so who've never been held to task for their bad choices. So yeah, you know, I think the differences are cultural in nature, and I do indeed think that if you were to take a person from now as they are and raise them up in a totally different culture, that they would turn out different, Tommy, you idiot.
Circumstances, but I see your point. Yeah. Some of those marriages.
She has no
we
point.
All know
we're, not
that
we're not great.
We all know certain grandparents that have been together for 60 years.
And they just will not.
They probably shouldn't have made it past 10.
Yeah, right.
And oh, shouldn't have. Today's culture. Based on what metric? Current metrics shouldn't have. So when she says shouldn't, the implication being that that's the preferable metric. Right. The metric that leads to people getting divorced after 10 years and creating dysfunctional individuals who cannot form long-term lasting bonds with others. Great logic, Tommy. Right.
But when you say you 22-year-old Tommy and 30-year-old Tommy are totally different creatures.
Mm-hmm. She's 32.
But, and therefore 22-year-old Tommy shouldn't have married 23-year-old or whatever.
No, because 22-year-old Tommy grew up in, the 2010s? Yeah, 2010s. So she has a modern cultural mindset, but if she was raised in 1940s, she'd be a completely, totally different person, and she'd be far more mature at an earlier age, ideally. So she'd be a much different individual at that age and probably more suited to marriage earlier than now. And she's not suited to marriage now, by the way, because the purpose of marriage is creating a family, having children. If you're not going to do that, what the hell's the point? Oh, tax breaks?
Your husband. But why? What was the difference? Could there have been a world in which 22-year-old Tommy could have had all the success and all the great stuff, but also been excited and ready to get married?
No.
No, I don't think so, because I am merely here to gatekeep and control the narrative and to push the current paradigm. So I cannot question that paradigm and say that I would have been different and better off if I had been raised in the 40s as opposed to now.
Oh. No. Why not?
First of all, I started when I was 21. So I started very young. But I was not ready at that time to settle down.
Keep in mind, she's a multimillionaire, very wealthy. Most women not going to have that kind of moolah, those kind of resources. So keep that in mind.
And I was not ready until I was 28 when I met my husband. I was not ready to settle down.
Why not?
All right, at that time, she was calling all men trash, essentially.
Not have worked because I didn't want that.
You were working too much?
No,
traveling too much?
I did not want that. I did not want to be locked down. I did not want to be settled down.
That's what I'm saying, though. Why not?
That just wasn't what I wanted. It just wasn't.
But why? She can't answer that. It just wasn't. That's a circular argument. I didn't want that because I didn't want that. I don't want to discuss the why because I'm not that reflective. I'm totally completely lacking in self-awareness. Don't ask me why I do the things I do. I have no answer.
I agree. Me too. I mean, one of my few regrets, I was actually talking to, I've talked to a lot of people who are actually fairly prominent in public life, but I won't say their names and embarrass them. But people have told me, you know, one of my big regrets, I hear this a lot, I wish I'd gotten married younger. And I think that to myself. And I think, look, in the scope of providence, it all works out as God wants. So I'm not I don't stay up at night over this. But it is kind of a regret of mine, too. If I was ready to get married at 28, why wasn't I ready to get married at 22, 23? Because I wanted to go stay out later at more bars, carouse. Like, okay, I mean, it's kind of fun, but I don't... Was that good for me? I don't know that was good for me.
I'm going to tell you, here's a reality show reference for you. I watch a lot of reality TV. I love it. I don't know if you've watched The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives or not, but these young ladies get married at age 22.
Yeah.
They have all these regrets, and regrets that they wish they had ridden the CC, essentially what she's saying. And, you know, they wish they had done this and that. Yeah, but if they did do that, this and that, they would be unfulfilled and find out very quickly that it doesn't really bring them fulfillment. Oh, but they had to do it to know that it didn't lead to fulfillment. Really? Is that why we have all these 50-year-old single cat ladies running around, never been married, they're still looking for a man? Wow, she's dumb.
To their husbands that are 22, and they've got three kids by, you know, 24.
23.
And it doesn't work out because they cheat on each other, they want something else, they want an experience elsewhere. Yeah,
but that's reality.
But that's because they're being told that the grass is greener. That's because of messaging. That's because of the media, social media, TV, mainstream pushing propaganda, telling them that that kind of lifestyle is better and more fulfilling, and they're missing out on so much. It's all about propaganda, and women are very easily propagandized. You could just as easily propagandize them in the other direction, i.e. the truth, and then they wouldn't think they were missing out on anything, because not, A, they're actually not, and B, that would be the propaganda, the messaging being pushed.
Reality TV, they need that drama. You're not going to hear the stories of the people who have a good marriage. That wouldn't make reality TV.
I don't think that... Exception and rule again.
Yeah.
There's always exceptions to the rule. I don't think many people who get married very young and have kids...
Is it the new rule because that's what's being pushed by every segment of society, from government, media, academia, social media? Or is it the rule because of that? Or because that's the default position for humanity and what brings you the most fulfillment?
It's very young. I think that they probably experience some level of angst. Not everybody,
yeah,
but I think many do. And whether they're...
And those people, to get married young and successful, those are the exception, right? Anybody out there still think this chick is conservative? She's telling you to do things that are antithetical to long-term fulfillment and meaning and well-being in regards to your life.
If they're honest about it, I don't know. Whether they won't admit it to themselves until they're 55, perhaps.
That's you.
Yeah, the grass is always greener. No, you're...
That's what she'll start drinking, yo.
I know people who got married in 1920, spit out six kids, couldn't be happier. I've seen it happen, and I think that's how society worked for a long time.
Oh, but that's an exception now.
To your point, you know, I was an atheist for 10 years. I was a libertarian, I admit. Okay.
Jesus. Sometimes. Weak-minded fool.
And never a liberal, but a libertarian. And it is helpful to me now that I was single for some years, because
Yeah, see, they're not real conservatives. But what they really want is you to get caught in that trap. Because once you make these mistakes, it's like a domino effect. And the majority of people will stay within that mistaken paradigm. And they'll never escape it. And it'll taint and corrupt everything they do after. So these guys are not real conservatives, all right?
I was an atheist, that I was a libertarian. It's helpful. It's also harmful. But because you have the scars of bad habits. But it's helpful in the sense that... There ain't no greener grass on the other side. I've seen the other side of the fence. I know how that grass is. It's not great.
So why would you not want to deter people from, wasting their lives, essentially? They're literally wasting their life. You imbecile, you.
I understand that point, but can't you...
Gotta defend Tommy's life choices, though, right? And push the narrative that the Daily Wire is, propped up the push.
I guess the ultimate question we're talking about here is, does one have to make mistakes? Or can we learn from others' mistakes?
You know, I think we're fallible humans and we make mistakes.
No,
and I think we have to.